Hello everyone, this is the Radio News Network with MC Goku 305 airing on Anchor FM. Today's report is the live action Cowboy Bebop series that a lot of us have been waiting to watch. Now, everybody, I know a lot of you are still upset about how, you know, a lot of the live action shows and what anime live action adapted series is from movies to some television series is, have been, like, as the community calls it, whitewashed or just bad. But a lot of you can't be, you know, angry, still constipated about a lot of that stuff because some people do not know how to handle a good title. Like, a lot of you might have read the plot for the upcoming, you know, in development Naruto live-action film and see errors in the plot. Well, some people do not know how to even, you know, work a good series in a franchise like this. And just like Dragon Ball Evolution, there's like a lot of live-action movies that were made from anime and manga, you know, manga that is, it's hard for people to really comprehend what they're doing with this stuff. If they just read the source material, then they'll have it correct. Just like the upcoming One Piece and the Mobile Suit Gundam live action movies that have the creators right with the people doing everything, this sounds great. Now, I do not know if the creator of Cowboy Bebop is involved in this series, but the trailer looks awesome. But before I get too much into this story, everybody, give my commentary about it. Let me read off to you the description of Wikipedia, what they got going on about this new series here. Cowboy Bebop is an upcoming American science fiction streaming television series. It is a live-action adaptation of the Japanese anime series of the same name. The series is set to be developed by Andre Namrick, written by Christopher Yosh, and stars John Cho, Musava Sakaka, Danielle Pendina, Elena Satine, and Alex Hassel. Now, forgive me, everybody, if my pronunciation of the names are wrong, but that's the way it looked to me. But forgive me, everybody. The series consists of 10 episodes. Genre: action, adventure, black comedy, crime thriller, drama, science fiction, and space western. Now, this series, wait, everybody, as I'm reading here now, this is being produced by Sunrise. Oh my god, say it's not sir, everybody. So it's Sunrise Incorporated, Tomorrow Studios, whoever that is, Midnight Radio. It is scheduled to be released on November 19th, 2021 on Netflix. So, from what I see, everybody, this is going to be great. But not just that. I seen the trailer for it today of the live action series. And comparing it to the anime, it's a big difference because, you know, it's live action. But they have kind of the same style of it with Spike opening up smoking a cigarette. As like, that's like the original anime. Only one, two, three things are different between the anime's opening. Faye Valentine did not display a bladed tool, if you know what I mean. I can't say it on podcast, but a bladed, small bladed tool in her hand with a little red stuff on it, if you know what I mean, people. Now, in the anime, you just saw her legs walking. In the live action trailer of the, you know, opening, you see a lot different, but they added more of the gangsters, the African American character with the afro to it, with him and the black woman with the pistol, which we did see in later on episodes, but the opening of the anime version did not, which is the classic original, you know. It didn't display the characters and everything too quickly, but the live action one does, which is good too. It gives us all a nostalgic feeling of the old Cowboy Bebop, and not just that, but the actors are in the same cosplay outfits just as the original anime is. And not just that, but the cute little bread dog corgi from the original anime is in live action. How cool is that? We get to see the same darn dog, you know? And that dog was so funny. I hope they had this dog trained well to add the one on the anime, because that's going to be awesome, people. I'm not a big fan of Netflix series. I probably just bootleg this or just get me a subscription and watch it on Netflix. I don't know. But I might watch it, you know, with that and a bunch of other shows on Netflix, like Seven Sins, you know. But I got Seven Sins at home, so I don't really need to look at that on Netflix. But I might just watch Cowboy Bebop. I might. But just to see like how is in live action, you know. But from what the trailer looks like and Sunrise is behind the live action, Sunrise made the darn anime. Sunrise is behind this, Outlaw Star, and I forget the other classic anime. I think they're also behind Angel Lynx, if I believe, which is a spinoff of Outlaw Star. But this is going to be a good series, everybody. From the way it looks, the feel of it, and you know, a lot of the main actor who plays Spike, John Cho, he went through a lot of like health problems and injuries, as we all know, which filming the show, and a lot of people almost ran over by cars even doing the show. But they went through a lot. This to the same story that was told to us back in the days. So this is going to be a good series, everybody. So I support the Netflix release of The Great Cowboy Bebop. Let's hope it gets an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy for the soundtrack all over again, just like 1990s, everybody. Shout out to Netflix and Cowboy Bebop. It's going to be great. Follow me on Twitter.com, @KidGTheArtist, Instagram, MCGoku305, MCGoku305, son. Follow me, everybody. Let's talk about this more. Bye.